Hello.
And welcome to the podcast.
I'm Duncan.
And I'm Ruby.
And this is the Lesser Known Unreal Animals podcast, where we tell a story using story cubes about an animal that no one's ever heard of, even us, and a story that no one even knows, even us, because we've got to make it up on the spot. And we're rolling with the Fantasia story cubes today. You ready to do it, Ruby?
Mm-hmm. Let your imagination run wild!
All right, we have a jester's hat.
We have, what does that look like?
It's like
that,
a hay in a cart.
Yeah, hay in a cart. We've got a frog. We've got what looks like a heart.
Okay, a heart. Well, that looks like somebody in prison.
This looks like somebody on top of somebody's brain.
What?
A knight on top of somebody's brain. Look at it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, you've got it upside down. Look, it's a noble princess with a sword.
Huh?
See? It's a noble princess with a sword. She's wearing a ball gown. And what's that?
That looks like a wormhole.
Oh, a wormhole. Okay. And then this one here is?
That looks like one of those, that looks like a boot with wings on it.
Yeah, you know what that's called? That's called a Pegasus shoe.
Ooh.
It allows people to fly.
Ooh.
And then this here is a forest. And today's lesser known unreal animal, because we don't deal with the regular ones, is a dingabara.
What's a dingabara?
You don't know what a dingabara is?
Nope.
It's a tree-dwelling dog about the size of a kookaburra.
Wow.
Yep.
That's small.
Yep, a dingabara. Now, obviously, they're indigenous to Australia, and a lot of people know about drop bears, which are, of course, the dangerous form of koala bears. But dingabaras are absolutely adorable, and they're dogs that live in trees.
Trees, you say?
Yep, yep. In fact, a lot of the great forests of Australia had a large amount of dingabaras in it, but they're very good at blending in. So it's very hard to spot one. And rarely, because of the cuteness, do people tell stories of dingabaras, because they can't believe it when they see one.
And as everybody knows, they climb up the highest trees. So of course you'd have to get Pegasus shoes to get up there.
That's right. And you just can't go into Rebel Sport and get Pegasus shoes. You have to actually travel through a wormhole to a magical land filled with people who wear Pegasus shoes. And when you meet them, when you get there, the first thing that you have to do is
defeat Princess.
Of course. I mean, that's what everybody does when they go through a magical wormhole, is they have to face off against a brilliant princess. And if you win, she gives you
a frog and the Pegasus shoes.
That's right. Because everybody knows the perfect gift to go alongside Pegasus shoes is a frog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have to get, and then when you come back through the wormhole, the only key in is to do a joke with a joker's hat on for the
guard. Oh, to get back through the wormhole.
No, to get through the guards to open.
Okay, back up. Hold on. Just get me up to speed, Rubes. So, yeah, we beat the princess and then she gives us the Pegasus shoes and the magical frog. We travel back through the wormhole and then where do we find ourselves?
We find ourselves on top of the tall tree, but to unlock it, we have to do a funny dance with a joker's hat on.
Ah, because at the top of the tallest trees is where the dingabara's special home is.
Uh-huh.
And it's invisible until you tell a hilarious joke.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a hilarious joke to tell?
What's a cat's favourite colour?
What is a cat's favourite colour?
Purple.
That's good.
I know.
You got another joke?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Keep that one in the stable. Okay, so you get in through via a joke, like that one that you've just told.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes you see dingabaras, they're very good at playing harps.
Uh-huh.
Because there's nothing better than when you're in the treetop to play some harp music.
Uh-huh.
If you had to say who your favourite harpists were, would you know any?
No.
I don't know any harpists either. If you're a harpist, why don't you go and leave us a message on the Facebook page? I don't think there's many harpists out there. Did you know we have a Facebook page?
No.
Yeah, you can go and find us on Facebook. And you know, jump in on the Story Cube action. Anyway, back to the story. Dingybaras often play harps at the top of treetops. The way they actually get down, did you know this, is that right at the very bottom of the tree is a wagon carrying hay. And they love to leap out of the tree and soar down into the hay, which is very soft to land in.
Uh-huh.
It's faster than a elevator and far less expensive. Now, dingybaras, because of the size of them, doesn't hurt them. If we were to try that, it would be very dangerous.
Uh-huh.
But they give us a special potion to lower us down. Now, the big thing is that you don't know this about dingybaras, Ruby, because it's only in the adult books, is that dingybaras are very good at setting prisoners free.
Oh.
Yep. So if you ever have a friend who's locked up for a crime that they didn't commit, a dingybara is very passionate about justice and will be the first to help you.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Keep that in my pocket for later.
You should keep it in your pocket for later, because if you're ever out and about and you learned, like for instance, that I was taken captive by pirates, put in shackles, what would you immediately go and do?
I would immediately go to the forest, travel through a wormhole, get the Pegasus shoes, defeat the princess. Wait, back
yep.
up. Defeat the princess, get the Pegasus shoes and the toad, do a funny joke, which is a purple joke.
Yep.
Then I'd get the dingybaras.
Yep.
Then I'd set you free.
Good. Okay. Well, that was a story about dingybaras. And now everybody knows how to set, you know, prisoners who are held against their will free. Dingybaras will be the first to help you. That's it from us.
Mm-hmm.
And
bye.
We'll see you again next week. Don't forget, if you do like this podcast, give it a 5-star rating. Leave a little review. Hey, that's the way it's going to get boosted.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for tuning into our podcast and we'll see you again next week. Bye.
Bye.